From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump's Waters of the United States rule repeal Tuesday represents hope and optimism for reducing the Environmental Protection Agency's regulatory reach. That's according to new Administrator Scott Pruitt, who says we have always been able to strike the balance between being a good steward of our natural resources, but also growing our jobs and our economy in a responsible way. Pruitt says the WOTUS rule was not what Congress had in mind in the first place, calling it a power grab. As Congress prepares to write a new farm bill, the new whole farm revenue protection policies that USDA is offering under a pilot program are showing signs of catching on with diversified farms they were designed to serve. Last year, the first time the policies were available, farms bought over 2,200 policies with a total liability of $2.3 billion, about double from the year before. That year, 80% of the policies were sold in just three states: Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. The popularity of eggs from cage-free and organic hens is rising while hens work hard at meeting the demand, but industry experts say the wholesale shift to cage-free and organic eggs won't happen anytime soon. Many Americans are opting for the cage-free and organic labels in food stores and restaurants, but supermarket prices for those often add $1.50 to $2 per dozen. The market for both jumped about 20% last year, but volume was still just 5.1% of the U.S. total. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.